great big good morning to all our Arizona homeowners. Welcome to this weekend's edition of Rosie on the House version of Polar Vortex in Arizona. Highs in the mid-70s below the Mogollon Rim. Clear and cloudless skies. Good morning, y'all. Does that put a little skip in your step? Does that put a little twinkle in your eye, a little smile on your face? Come on, that's why we're here every Saturday morning to melt away your anxiety. Chase away your homeowner fears. We show up every Saturday morning with one purpose in mind, and that's to become your best friend. No matter what it is having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, we want you to come to Rosie on the House as your first stop. Any project you're trying to tackle, any maintenance item you have questions about, you reach in and call the toll-free number, regardless of where you are in Arizona, 1-888-767-4348. My dear wife, sweet Jennifer, will take your name, where you're calling from, and your question, and we'll get you on air and address it as quickly as we can. We means me, Rosie, and my son, Romy, combined building and remodeling experience here in Arizona of about 50 years. Landed here in 1965 myself, been traveling the state building and remodeling it virtually ever since. No matter where you are in Arizona, I know where you are. I know everything about Arizona. I can see your house. I know your problems. I can fix it, but I can't unless you call at 1-888-767-4348 on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Romy, we're the Arizona Saturday morning tradition, going on 26 years. Just try and keep answering everybody's questions and melting away everybody's fears and anxieties.
And today's a great day for an edible garden tour.
Oh,
it's actually It's actually a week from today, so you have time to get tickets. It's on November 22nd. It's the Arcadia Edible Garden Tour. You can find tickets at ediblegardentour.com. There's 9 yards being showcased. You can learn all kinds of things about
not yards of material.
No,
9
beautiful,
properties.
Yes, beautiful Arcadia homes, and they're a little urban farm. You can learn about composting. You can see some ideas on chicken coops, on raised garden beds. And we were just talking about trees. You can see how people have put in the stone fruit trees, what works, what doesn't. And it's just a great, great way. It's 9 to 2. Next weekend, $18 a ticket. 7 and under are free. And there's also, if you go to Jill's Sweet Life Garden, that's my friend Jill, you can buy things, wonderful things to eat. I saw pictures of the cinnamon rolls and things they're going to have. And there's also some little market items and some jellies and different things.
And somebody would purchase tickets by...
You go to ediblegardentour.com.
Very good. That's next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
In the Arcadia District. We were talking in the first hour about how a lot of the East Valley was built under pecan trees. This area is built under a lot of citrus trees.
Absolutely.
Very
beautiful.
Mature neighborhood.
Well, that tour was Jennifer and I's starting point when we opted to convert our property from a child's playground, raising the 6 kids, to a more functional, edible landscaping. It was that tour we went on that began to give us ideas. Oh, well, the chicken coop could go over here, and the compost pile could go there, the garden could go there. So it's a great way to start gathering ideas if you want to take those first couple steps into urban farming.
Yeah, Jill does a little consulting as well. She came to the house and helped me just kind of think through things, she suggested shade trees and sitting areas, things I wouldn't have thought of.
Great for a great activity for next weekend if y'all can find the time. It's a lot of fun. Can I talk about the article in Arizona Republic real quick? We do it every Saturday. It's in the home section of the Arizona Republic. We're talking about things you can do around your home electrically. You know they make receptacles now that you can plug in it has a USB port in it. You don't need the little converter anymore. You just plug directly into it. Do you know they make receptacles that are GFI protected that are also night lights? I recently put one in our hall bathroom. It's been like the hit of the month.
It really is.
It was like Rosie's project of the month.
I usually take my phone and find a little flashlight to get from the bedroom to the hallway. But now there's just that little bit of light. It's all you need.
And it's adjustable, so it can be as bright or as dim as you want it. Jennifer now wants one in the hall bedroom that we use as the guest nursery when the grandchildren are over. Read the article today and go buy the apparatus you'd like to install. And then next Saturday, usually we have the article in the paper tying to the topic of today, but due to scheduling conflicts, we're going to do electrical installation on the show next week. We're going to have an electrician here. And that occurred to me, well, that's actually better. Read the article, get an idea of a couple devices you'd like to pick up, go pick them up, and don't do anything till next Saturday. And we'll have an electrician here that'll talk you through every step. You take the faceplate off like this. You test for live electricity like this. You turn the breaker off like that. Let's see what kind of junction box you have. I have the old house with a 16-penny nail through a metal junction box. Well, I can't do anything at my house without cutting that 16-penny nail and taking the box out and putting in a new plastic box. So maybe you have those dilemmas as well. Stay tuned the next couple weeks. We're going to have a lot of fun lighting up your world. Romy, shall we run out to Goodyear and take our first call? That will leave a line open for everybody else who'd like to get in. 1-888-767-4348. Miss Heidi, how are you? Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Gosh, I am super fantabulous.
Good. Glad to hear it.
How could you not be, right?
You got it.
Calling from Goodyear, what are your issues this morning?
We have a problem with stucco that is peeling around the house about 6-8 inches from the ground up.
Okay.
Had it repaired a couple times, and it keeps coming back, and I need your help to have it fixed properly.
Can you tell me the vintage of your home? Is it one of the old homestead, beautiful masonry, stuccoed Buckeye homes, or is it one of the newer homes?
It's 10 years old.
10 years old. Okay. And the peeling and the painting, it's not actually on the stucco. It's actually on the concrete stem wall below the stucco, I bet.
Correct.
Okay. What we need to do is we need to stop any water from hitting that stem wall at all. That's our enemy right there.
And if you're saying, well, I don't have any sprinklers hitting it, it doesn't have to be a spray sprinkler, but there's a moisture source somewhere.
Absolutely.
Underneath the foundation, nearby a planter. Water's getting through there somehow.
Getting moisture in there somehow. What we would want to do, Heidi, is power wash all that peeling stucco and peeling paint. Then we would treat the foundation with a waterproof cement. We like a product called ThoroSeal, T-H-O-R-O-S-E-A-L, ThoroSeal. And you would apply that either with a brush or a trowel, and then you would paint over the top of that. Chances are you will never have to paint that section of stem wall again. If you'd like someone to do that for you, we have a great painter located out in Litchfield Park. It's Dave's Adobe Painting. Been painting here in the Valley since 1987. His number is 602-625-6256.
Easiest numbers to dial.
It is. That was one of the quickest numbers I ever memorized. 625-6256. Dave Rimming, a very, very close friend, an excellent painter. He's treated and solved this problem many times over and over again, Miss Heidi. I promise you, you get that ThoroSeal, that proper treatment, and get it painted, and you'll never have that problem again.
Roll Taking me. A look inside our digital newsroom, we had an email come in a couple weeks ago from Karen in Tucson and said, my plumber was out here doing a little bit of service work for me, and he wants me to replace my water heater. It's about 10 years old, and he says, if I do it now, I'm going to save money because they're going to get expensive because of this new insulation regulation coming through in about April of next year. Is this legitimate, or is he just trying to sell me something I don't need? We talked to Babcock Plumbing, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, and Woods Plumbing, and they all said the same thing. There is new legislation coming. that does require an additional amount of insulation on your water heater. However, half the water heaters on the market already meet the standard. And the only thing, we're not anticipating a price increase. The only thing you're going to see is on some of these models where if you're in a tight area, you have a 50-gallon water heater right now. Well, when you go to replace that, you may only be able to fit a 40-gallon because it's going to be the same size as the 50-gallon, but they've had to shrink the interior to add the extra insulation. So that's really your only concern is, are you going to be able to retain the same size water heater you currently have if you're working in a restricted area? Otherwise, if your water heater's still working good, don't fix what's not broken.
Ride that horse till she drops.
Jennifer writes in and says, who do I contact to get a construction loan? We'd like to build, but we have no idea where to get started.
Oh.
You go to the finance category at Rosie on the House. You'll find Harold, Jenkins, Perkins.
I
was just making sure you're paying attention. Harold Perkins, Galaxy Lending Group. Give them a call. They'll get you set up with what you qualify for. And construction loans, you know, usually they work on a draw, so you'll need to get a builder. You'll need to get some blueprints. And you pay attention to that draw payout because that is very critical in your development.
Galaxy Lending Group, the only Rosie certified mortgage company in Arizona.
Stephanie writes in and says, over the past, I've been flooded with the floods. Where do you buy sandbags in Arizona? Would you believe there's a company called Arizona Bag Company?
Yes, there is.
It's 85 cents per bag, and if you buy a quantity of 100 or more, it drops to 41 cents. Now, I will tell you, I saw something very interesting, Stephanie, recently going to an expo at Westworld. Did you know there are storm bags? Have you seen these? And because sandbags work great, but you have to have sand to fill them. What if you didn't have sand? There are storm bags that when wet, expand, when dry, collapse.
And where would you find those?
Would you believe just type in storm bag, emergency storm bag?
Okay, all right.
And there's a handful of different manufacturers. I don't know of any retailers locally. I wanted to have that, but I did not get that information for today. But just type in storm bags, and you'll be able to order them online, find a local retailer. And this is great because now you don't have to worry about filling it up with sand, having that sand on hand, and then what to do with that bag after the fact. So there's a great resource for you. With the vortex and everything, it's just another great reason to make sure you're prepared. We've put together an entire list of preparedness at RosieOnTheHouse.com.